UN climate talks are currently underway in Germany. The 185-nation Bonn Conference, which will run until June the 11th, is the biggest international meeting on climate change since a summit last December in Copenhagen failed to agree a new pact. Tim Gore is the climate change policy advisor for Oxfam International and author of a report released yesterday on climate finance. He says that there is need to be clear limits on the use of lending to poor countries.
We're back at the negotiations now after Copenhagen. Of course, there's a lot of uncertainty about where the process goes from here. What we're saying is one of the really key building blocks to rebuild trust, to put us back on track towards the ambitious binding agreement that we need to see to tackle climate change. One of the key building blocks to that are the negotiations on finance. And so what we're saying in the report is that we're concerned to see rich countries starting to use loans as opposed to grants to channel their finance commitments. And we start to see that in their so-called fast start finance commitments. But we're also seeing that, for example, in large loans being provided by the World Bank and other international lenders to poor countries to fund adaptation. So there's a concern here that we're just trying to raise, because actually we think that we need to have some clear limits to the use of lending for climate finance. Now, when it comes to the question of adaptation, we're talking about some of the poorest people in the world who are most vulnerable to climate change, who are on the front line of the impact of climate change. So these are people like poor women farmers in sub-Saharan Africa, who really are a critical link between local communities and their food security. These are women who provide often the majority of subsistence food for local communities. So what we're saying is that these people are not in a position to pay back loans. They need to receive money in the form of grants, which can support them to continue to produce food in a climate changed world.